שאלון ה' מודיול E, חורף תשס"ה 2005.
Part 2, access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשס"ה 2005, 4 ו-5 יחידות לימוד ובשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ואתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Radio 5. Here in our studio in New York is Dr. David Fisher, the well-known oceanographer from Australia, an author of several books about the oceans. Good afternoon, Dr. Fisher.
Hello.
Dr. Fisher, last week more than 100 plastic ducks were found on a beach in California. You've been studying oceans for 30 years. Could you tell us how they got there?
Well, these little ducks came from a giant box carrying 20,000 toys that fell off a ship more than 12 years ago. And I'm afraid a lot more junk like that will soon be appearing on beaches throughout the USA.
How come?
Let me explain. Some of the things carried by ships always end up in the sea. This year, a particularly large part of this junk is turning up on beaches all over the world. That happens only once every 10 years or so, when unusually strong winds start blowing in the summer and keep blowing throughout the winter. They carry all the old junk to the beaches, and that's when you notice just how polluted our oceans really are. And it's not only because of things falling accidentally off ships. Every year, cities, factories, and businesses dump garbage illegally into the sea. Tons of bags, boxes, bottles, you name it. This happens a lot more often than the accidents I mentioned, and it's a lot more dangerous.
What is the greatest danger of this pollution?
The threat to life in the ocean. You see, some of the garbage floats on the sea, and some of it sinks under the water. It's a very serious problem, especially since much of the junk is made of plastic.
Why is that a problem?
Well, plastic is not like most other materials. It's much stronger. Even when it's exposed to sun and water for years and years, nothing much happens to it. Plastic objects are broken up by the waves, and the parts don't just disappear. Pieces have been found everywhere in the sea, and because they're often brightly colored, they attract fish and birds who swallow them. One international study found plastic from the ocean in the stomachs of about 100 kinds of birds. As you can imagine, the damage is enormous.
So why not just clean up the oceans?
That's not as easy as you may think. After the pieces sink under the water, they're very difficult to collect without disturbing ocean life. A better solution is to allow the ocean to clean itself. Yes, it can actually do that. But that can only happen if we manage to prevent more garbage from ending up in the sea.
And how can that be done?
Well, first of all, we need stricter laws. People would think twice before illegally dumping junk in the ocean if they knew they'd have to pay huge sums of money, or even have to go to prison. But it's even more important to cut down the amount of plastic we use, and also to recycle as much as possible. Fortunately, today there's much more awareness of the problem than ever before, and people are a lot more willing to take part in recycling efforts. I see that as a sign that we're moving in the right direction.
Let's hope you're right. Thank you, Dr. Fisher, for joining us today. And goodbye from Radio 5.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה תלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Hello,
וכעת השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to Radio 5. Here in our studio in New York is Dr. David Fisher, the well-known oceanographer from Australia and author of several books about the oceans. Good afternoon, Dr. Fisher.
Hello.
Dr. Fisher, last week more than 100 plastic ducks were found on a beach in California. You've been studying oceans for 30 years. Could you tell us how they got there?
Well, these little ducks came from a giant box carrying 20,000 toys that fell off a ship more than 12 years ago. And I'm afraid a lot more junk like that will soon be appearing on beaches throughout the USA.
How come?
Let me explain. Some of the things carried by ships always end up in the sea. This year, a particularly large part of this junk is turning up on beaches all over the world. That happens only once every 10 years or so, when unusually strong winds start blowing in the summer and keep blowing throughout the winter. They carry all the old junk to the beaches, and that's when you notice just how polluted our oceans really are. And it's not only because of things falling accidentally off ships. Every year, cities, factories, and businesses dump garbage illegally into the sea. Tons of bags, boxes, bottles, you name it. This happens a lot more often than the accidents I mentioned, and it's a lot more dangerous.
What is the greatest danger of this pollution?
The threat to life in the ocean. You see, some of the garbage floats on the sea, and some of it sinks under the water. It's a very serious problem, especially since much of the junk is made of plastic.
Why is that a problem?
Well, plastic is not like most other materials. It's much stronger. Even when it's exposed to sun and water for years and years, nothing much happens to it. Plastic objects are broken up by the waves, and the parts don't just disappear. Pieces have been found everywhere in the sea. And because they're often brightly colored, they attract fish and birds who swallow them. One international study found plastic from the ocean in the stomachs of about 100 kinds of birds. As you can imagine, the damage is enormous.
So why not just clean up the oceans?
That's not as easy as you may think. After the pieces sink under the water, they're very difficult to collect without disturbing ocean life. A better solution is to allow the ocean to clean itself. Yes, it can actually do that. But that can only happen if we manage to prevent more garbage from ending up in the sea.
And how can that be done?
Well, first of all, we need stricter laws. People would think twice before illegally dumping junk in the ocean if they knew they'd have to pay huge sums of money or even have to go to prison. But it's even more important to cut down the amount of plastic we use and also to recycle as much as possible. Fortunately, today there's much more awareness of the problem than ever before, and people are a lot more willing to take part in recycling efforts. I see that as a sign that we're moving in the right direction.
Let's hope you're right. Thank you, Dr. Fisher, for joining us today, and goodbye from Radio 5.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 7 to 10 according to the broadcast. Junk in the oceans. 7. According to Dr. Fisher, how is this year different from most previous years? Put an X by the two correct answers. 1. The sources of sea pollution have changed. 2. There is more junk on the beaches. 3. More people travel by ship. 4. The weather conditions are different. 5. It is harder to study the oceans. 6. More things fell off ships. 8. Which aspect of ocean pollution worries Dr. Fisher the most? Complete the answer. Its effect on 9. Which solutions to the problem of pollution does Dr. Fisher talk about? Put an X by the two correct answers. 1. Collecting more junk. 2. Limiting the number of ships. 3. Punishing polluters more severely. 4. getting government support for recycling. 5. Organizing campaigns against pollution. 6. Recycling more. 10. According to Dr. Fisher, what change will there be in the future? Complete the sentence. The situation will...
בהצלחה.